We're going to go from Jake Asman to an all-pro. And I'm sure the audience is going to have no problem as we transition to one of the best linebackers in the game. I mean, my goodness, Darius Leonard joining us, Eitan Shander, SB Nation Radio. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Yes, sir, thanks for having me.
You having fun in this game?
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
how does it come so easy to you?
You know, when you watch it your whole life and being such a competitor, you know, I want to be the best. I watch film. There's so many guys who don't finish a play. You know, the play can go to the opposite side. See so many guys stop. Not me. I want to make the play no matter what. And I think that's what makes me so great because, I mean, not all linebackers do that. And,
No. You
know, if there's anybody who I got to put in front of me right now as a NFL linebacker, it is Bobby Wagner. And I don't see there's anybody else who doing the things that I'm doing.
There'd be a lot of people that would say, maybe you go ahead and put yourself above Bobby. I know you don't want to personally, but you know that there are people out there in the country that see you, and it's almost like the quarterback we're watching playing for Kansas City. Mm-hmm. You have to hit yourself in the head and say, Darius has only been in the league. That's it?
Yes, sir.
2 years? That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy because, I mean, you know, last year I had that crazy year. You know, I had an interception. I had a forced fumbles. I had everything, you know. And, you know, you get snubbed from the Pro Bowl. You know, it's just so – then this year, you know, it comes up. Yeah, I missed 3 games, but, you know, my numbers were still crazy. I had 5 interceptions. I had 5 sacks. Still doing my thing. And, you know, then I'll come second team all pro. You know,
right.
stuff like that that makes you angry because, you know, that's – you're doing all the right things, and there's so many people who still write you off as you're not doing anything. And it sucks as an athlete, and it sucks as a competitor.
I think that, and this is just an outside observation, I think, unfortunately for you, your position still gets looked at a lot as that old-school mentality.
Yeah.
Where if you're not 110 tackles and that's all you're doing, then you're not as good as, like, another line.
Yeah.
But the reality is, as you just mentioned, you're covering ground, you're dropping back,
Yeah. You're
pass rushing, you're doing a lot, stopping the run.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're the 5-tool player as far as a linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can do anything on the defense that the coach want me to do. You know, sometimes I play that corner. You know, sometimes
yeah.
I line up at defensive end, you know, playing linebacker, playing Will, playing Mike. You know, I do it all. There's not too many linebackers who can have or do the things that I do. And, you know, I feel like I still don't get the credit. You know, I still feel like I'm getting stepped on, saying I'm not a good linebacker. But you can put my numbers up between – any other person, and you tell me who's better. Because men lie, women lie, but the numbers never lie.
That's right. I know that's true. What's the hardest you ever hit somebody?
Hardest I ever hit somebody?
On any level?
On any level.
Or off the field?
If any level, I would say high school. I mean, high school ball was so much, like, you didn't have all the rules.
Mm.
So, I mean, you didn't have to play, you know, how do I hit this guy? Can I kill him? Or am I going to get fined for hitting this guy so hard?
Yeah.
So, high school, that's when the ball was ball. And, you know, I can go hit this receiver on a slant without him looking at me, and I can, you know, stand over him and, you know, have a great time. In the NFL, in college, you can't do that. You'll get a 15-yard penalty. You'll get fined. So, you're not, you know, it sucks as a defensive guy because you don't know how to hit anybody without getting a penalty. So, I mean, now, I mean, I'm not as physical as I was back in college and high school because I'm not trying to lose no money, you
know.
I have a wife and a kid,
That's right. Congrats.
Thank you.
I know.
So, yeah.
So, think about this. Going all over the field, and you mentioned just how difficult it is to transition a defense in the NFL, but you're still everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Defense playing well. Are you talking out there?
Am I talking?
Yeah.
Talking trash?
Yeah. I know you're talking to your teammates. I know you're talking to your coaches. I want to know you're talking to the other guys.
It depends. It all depends. I don't talk trash until someone says something to me.
Who's talking trash to you, man?
So, I mean, it's so many guys. You know, it's crazy.
All right, let me ask you this real quick because I'll forget otherwise. Who is the guy, and you don't need to out him, but if you want to, that'd be great. Who is the guy that said something to you, and you're like,
who you?
Look, no, yeah. Or you might even looked over to the other guy, was like, who the hell? And then you let him have it.
I ain't
you're smiling right now. You know there's a guy.
It is. I ain't gonna put him out like that, but yeah.
What was, team? How about that?
was he
a rival?
No, he wasn't a rival, man. He was.
But I could just see your face. Like,
all I would say it was a home game this year, and I didn't play too many home games this year. So,
okay.
You know, you can do the process.
And you let them know?
Yeah. It was like, bro, like, wait a minute. Come on now. Because when teams not used to winning and they be winning in, like, the second or third quarter, that's when all the trash talk begins to happen. See, me, I'm not trash talking unless – you say something to me, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not going to be somebody you can walk over.
Right.
So there's been so many times where I'm like, yo, you only talking trash because you're winning. And then when the game flips, that's when I'm like, okay, wait a minute, what you got to say now? What's up?
You go back
then,
to him, right?
Yeah, then after the game, man, you want a hell of a player, man. This right here, no. Keep that same energy you had.
That's right.
When we was just on the field. So, yeah.
Oh, Darius, can I get your jersey?
Yeah, definitely be wild.
Have you done that? Have you gotten a jersey in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, I does. I do that. I do that a lot, you know. I think I ask, you know, from guys, and some guys ask for me because, you know.
Well, they know that jersey going to be worth something.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have so much respect for a lot of guys in this league. And, you know, I think that's the ultimate respect, to walk up to them and say, hey, would you want a jersey? So I respect your game. And, you know, when someone do that to me, I feel like, okay, this guy see me to play. This guy respect the way I play. And, of course, you know, if I respect the way he played, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to switch my jersey with him.
Who's the most difficult quarterback to go up against, to where you're playing your game at your highest level, your guys around you are, no matter what you're doing, it still doesn't matter?
You know, this is a tough question because there's two.
Okay, that's fine. There could be two.
I say Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes, because if you stop them in the pocket, they're taking off. But then if you stop them from running, they're going to throw it outside of the pocket. So if you stay in coverage, they still running. It's so hard to keep them two guys tamed in, especially when they got dangerous receivers and dangerous skill guys, which they both have.
Darius, I can't thank you enough, man. I love the energy.
Yes, sir.
Just can't believe how young you are. You're dominating this game. Congrats on your daughter, your family.
Thank you.
Beautiful thing going on with you, right? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Yep. All right, Eitan Shander live at Radio Row here in Miami, ESPN Nation Radio.